Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline. He is Jacob Calvin Meyer. What's going on, Jacob?
Hey, fellas. Good morning.
Good morning to you, man. Orioles day off after taking 2 out of 3 to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Cade Povich on the mound tonight for the Birds. He is trying to bounce back from that towards the horrible start that he had last time out. Your thoughts on him overall this year, his progress, or if progress at all?
Yeah, we'll get to see if he even gets to pitch tonight with the rain. I would not be surprised if the game tonight is
You shut your mouth, Jacob. You shut your mouth.
Do you get paid either way, Jacob? Because Rob's got to get through the tunnel to get paid.
I wasn't aware I was getting paid, but
it's a labor of love, my friend. Labor of love.
Just kidding. Okay, so to get to the question, Cade Povich this year has been interesting because we've seen some really low lows, right? His last time out, he gave up 5 runs in 1 inning, but we've also seen some pretty high highs. The other 5 innings his last time out. Sorry. He didn't give up any runs. And so I think what we're seeing is sort of the natural progression of a young starting pitcher in the big leagues. And if this team was in a strong position health-wise, he probably would be in AAA right now, and he'd probably be working out these kinks in the minors. But we saw him last year have a really good September. He's shown some flashes of that this year, but I still think he's trying to figure out how he can be consistent at the big league level. And that's something that not just Orioles young pitchers. Remember, Grayson Rodriguez, Dean Kramer, Kyle Bradish, those guys all had struggles at being consistent when they first got up here. But that's something that a lot of these guys have gone through in the past.
With the return of Eflin, how much of a difference does he make? I mean, Sagano's kind of held down the fort in his absence, but is this really going to make that big a difference for this team?
Yeah, I think it will, just because right before he came back, it was basically Sagano and four guys. It was Sagano and four guys. It was, you could trust Sagano to go out there and give you a quality start every time. And then the rest was a question mark. And now that we're out of the month of April, which seems to be Dean Kramer's kryptonite, you can even throw him in that mix since he's been excellent each of the past 2 times out. And there is a pretty solid track record that from the month of May on, he is a pretty solid big league pitcher. And so now you're looking at this rotation, and frankly, it isn't this team's biggest problem. I mean, you've got 3 starters that you can go out and trust. Cade Povich, you know, can be hit or miss, but generally speaking has kept, if you go through each of his starts, he's kept them in most of the games that he's started. And then, you know, you're still waiting on somebody else to come back healthy, or Kyle Gibson to get on track, or Charlie Morton to figure it out, whatever that is. But this rotation doesn't really seem to be this team's biggest problem right now. It really is the offense and the struggles with runners in scoring position.
Jacob, why can't we shoot Charlie Morton into the moon? Like, why is he still here?
I thought
it was the sun. Whatever. I don't want him. Like, again, all kidding aside, like, I don't know that 40-plus-year-olds fix this issue, you know, at this point in time. I understand what they're paying him, and we can hang our hats on the 2 innings in the last game if that's what you want to do. But this dog's just not hunting, and I just think he's taking up a roster spot because he's paid a lot.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the question here becomes for Mike Elias, for David Rubenstein, in fact, is when does the sunk cost fallacy sort of come into play? And by that I mean, at what point do you say, hey, are we keeping this guy on the roster and continuing to give him opportunities simply because we paid him $15 million? And if that's why you're doing it, then that's probably not the right reason, right? You need to win baseball games. Now, do I think that that's where they're at right now? Maybe not. There are, I know it doesn't sound good when he has an 8.8 whatever ERA. There do seem to be signs that things are going to be a little bit better for him moving forward. Frankly, they cannot be much worse.
Yes.
But I'm not sure what these opportunities look like for him, and I'm not sure what the end game is. Like, even if he pitches great out of the bullpen, like, are they going to throw him back in the rotation when we get to July and, you know, let's say Grayson Rodriguez comes back, or even August and Kyle Bradish and Tyler Wells comes back? Like, even if Charlie Morton is humming, or like, is he really going to be somebody that you trust to go out every fifth day, considering what we've seen through the first 6 weeks of the season? I'm not really sure.
The Braves didn't even trust him last year, so I don't know why we'd expect them to trust him in the postseason if they should ever make that run.
Yeah, listen, it's nice to have experience. It's nice to have all those things. But listen, this is what happens when you sign guys to one-year deals. There's a high percent chance that you're going to whiff. And they hit an absolute home run with Sugano. And I don't think that Mike Elias has gotten the credit he deserves for that because, frankly, everything else he did in the offseason hasn't worked out, right? But Sugano was an absolute home run for the money that they're paying him. On the complete other side, like, Charlie Morton might be the worst one-year contract that was handed out this entire offseason. And so it's just weird to evaluate Mike Elias' offseason, his pitching acquisitions, generally speaking, since 2023, because, you know, to go back to, like, Cade Povich pitching, there have been some really high highs there with Mike Elias and his acquisitions for starting pitchers. There have also been some very low lows.
There he is, Jacob Calvin-Meyer, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Jacob, I hope you were wrong as your debut as a meteorologist.
Yeah, I don't think I am, though. I don't know how they play any of these games. They got three games this week. It's going to rain all week, but they have to play these games because this is the last time they play Minnesota. So
you'd be better off right now just headbutt me. Just headbutt me.
Put me on work a doubleheader this week.
Oh, my God.
In the rain.
Jake, thanks a lot, man. I'll see you tonight for the game. All nine innings of it.
I won't see you tonight. See ya.
Oh. I love JC.
Yeah, I know, man. He plays along with everything. Doesn't matter what you throw at him, he's ready for it.
Remember his daughter? Was it his daughter crying? Yes. I said, hey, man, shut that kid up. We're trying to do an interview.
And most people would get offended, not know how to take that. He rolled with it. What do you say? I know. She won't shut up.
We obviously know we're kidding, you know, but
some don't. Yeah. Some don't.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.